The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so automatic, my husband is out of town right now. Poor guy has been fending for himself. He bought $50 worth of chicken fingers yesterday. Did he stick to, I'm just going to eat chicken fingers all week, or did he break? Let's discuss. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, Anthony, surprisingly, he did eat chicken fingers yesterday. However,
why would you doubt me?
Because when I was driving home talking to you, husband, you said, I'm going to make a burger. And you said, I'm going to go get a burger. And I said, sir, you just finished telling the entire world that you were going to eat chicken fingers for the week because you didn't want to cook for yourself. I can't eat another chicken finger. So what did I do for you, Otto, from across the country?
You gave me a suggestion, and I brought it home is what I did.
Oh. What did I do? I gave you a recipe, sir.
You told me you should make snack wraps out of it. I don't know if
I don't even know what a snack wrap is. That's not what I said. I said you should take those chicken fingers, snack wrap. Yo no hablo así. I don't speak like that. I said you get that chicken finger, you put it inside of the air fryer, and then you're going to take your buffalo sauce and ranch, you're going to mix it. You're going to take lettuce and tomato, you're going to heat up a tortilla, you're going to put it together, and then you said, ooh, a snack wrap.
Basically a snack wrap. And let me tell you something. It was delicious.
So,
you got another way for me to eat my chicken fingers.
And I've got another way for you today. You're going to eat those chicken fingers, sir, all week long, like you said. You said, I need these $50 worth of chicken fingers.
I think I still have 12 left. So
there we go. There we go. Have you explored the sauce on day two, automatic?
I've moved on to my own concoction.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Anthony saw that I left the sauce out, and he was like, I don't know if I would eat that anymore.
That was the only thing I contributed, but I'm proud that you're stuck to your guns and you're doing this $50 worth of chicken tenders.
I mean, yesterday when I was at the stadium, I told everybody my idea, and every guy that was in the office was like, that's kind of genius.
Oh. Every single guy? Yeah, bachelor?
Every single guy was, yeah, they were like, that's the ultimate man math.
That's top tier man math right there, DJ Automatic. I love to hear it, brother.
$50 worth of chicken
fingers. I'm here to set the wave, okay?
The reason Anthony told you about the sauce is because Anthony knows how sensitive your tummy is. He didn't want to have to deal with you saying, my stomach hurts, Anthony.
No, I did not want to have to deal with that. I've dealt with it enough specifically.
For the last 10 years.
So. Yeah, 10
well,
years.
Specifically at Disneyland. The first time we went to Disneyland as a show, the first time ever walking into those magical gates, the first thing I hear is, oh, dude, my stomach feels upset as I'm walking into Disneyland. So, yes, Dana, I did not want to have that.
It's a small world after all. And then Otto's letting gas go. Anyway, all right. Let's get into National Day. Anthony A., what do we have?
We're going to celebrate a bite-sized treat that over 3.5 billion units are moved a year. It is National Tater Tot Day.
Oh, ooh. My gosh.
Only 3.5 million?
Billion. Oh, billion. Otto with a B.
I was like, I think Napoleon Dynamite eats that many tater tots.
Tater tots are so good, but they're not my favorite. I hated the ones from school. They were so gross. They were soggy. They would never get cooked right. There was one that was burnt, and then one, do you remember the mushy one?
Yeah, I think that was your cafeteria, because my cafeteria ladies came with it. Those they were nice and crispy, and they come with a little side of ketchup.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody, I don't know, like, you know, you move your tray wrong, you get that peach juice in there. Like, no.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A man was inside his house in the evening when a homeless person tried to steal from him.
Oh,
and
man.
He caught him on the Ring camera. Now, because of the way the homeowner handled things, it's gone viral. I want you to listen to the audio, and I'll explain it after we hear what's going on.
Hey, sorry. What you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
I was getting my shoes, sorry.
Huh? Is that mine?
Getting my shoes.
Is that mine? What do you need, bro? You want shoes? I give you shoes. Come on. Yeah, I give you shoes. Come on. What size? Come on.
I need a room?
No, I can't give you the room.
Do you have a blanket? I'm homeless.
Is that my shoes?
I just got some sandals.
No, give it to me. What size are you?
9. Sorry for being disrespectful.
No, man. Just don't. Here, put it right there. Can you put it right here?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah.
May I?
Thank you. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Stay right here.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Here, I got some jacket for you, bud.
Thank you.
Hey, don't come back again, yeah?
Thank you.
All right.
Have a nice night.
All right, you too.
I love that he set his boundaries. He's like, don't come back, but I'm not going to call police. I'm going to give you a pair of shoes and I'm going to give you a jacket because you're out there on the streets. What a way to handle things. It has caused a lot of controversy.
Kind man, though.
Yes, Otto. Thank you very much.
Because oftentimes you hear about those situations going a whole different direction. And then for him to open up his heart like that and then give this man a pair of shoes, that's really good as well, too.
Oh, for sure. You could take it a whole different way and scream and yell. Hold him, call police. We had a neighbor, and I know you're going to remember this, who had lemon and orange trees in their front yard. And there were quite a few homeless people in the area, because we always live in the city. And in the city, I don't care where you are, in the city, there's going to be people who are homeless. And there were signs up, do not touch my trees. There was rotting fruit all over the yard. No bags out, no, don't touch my fruit or I'll call police. I'm sorry, but that kind of thing to me is so wild.
Yet the person next door had a sign up that said, take as much fruit as you need.
What a contrast. And the person that had like the rotting fruit, the yard was messy and it was just not clean. And the other people's yard was so nice. And I just thought, what kind of person do you have to be to let food rot instead of feeding a hungry person?
Yeah.
That's a bad person.
That's a heavy statement. Because then
And my grandmother always taught me, and I think you grew up the same way, Otto. She always taught me, if somebody's hungry, you feed them. And she practiced that, I think, because she grew up without food. Seriously, like she was not somebody who had a lot growing up. She used to feed our entire little neighborhood, our entire barrio. I always say it, but it's true. The dogs. If there were stray dogs, they could come to our house. And she had that big bag of red Purina dog chow with a checkerboard on it. I don't even know. She would just fill up trays and dogs would eat.
Oh, man, that's kind.
Yeah, it's food.
Until a bunch of puppies pop up. But, you know.
Spay and neuter your pets, people.
I'm for more feeding stray cats than I am stray dogs.
Why are you feeding stray cats? Because
stray cats, they underkeep by getting rid of the insects.
They do.
Shout out to the
mice.
Oh, and the mice, dude. Yeah. Yes, dude. So shout out to the stray cats there too. And anybody who finds yourself in a situation where you can lend a helping hand, that's always what makes the world go round and helps keep society afloat. I actually gave $10 to a gentleman when I was traveling at a Circle K across the street from my hotel. And when I was hanging out there, I had originally it was like an intersection away from the corner store from my hotel. So I drove over there, got the snacks and the stuff I needed for the evening. And then when I was walking out, the gentleman asked me for some money and I had the 10.
Anthony,
and
you
I
had gave the it 10 on you. Yeah.
And he was elated because he's like, bro, this is more. This is going to help me eat for the next night and whatnot. And I walked back to the hotel. The next morning, I wake up and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh my God, where's my car at the hotel? And I'm walking around the whole hotel parking lot. And next thing I know, when I'm about to walk in, the manager, be like, oh my God, I towed my car. Somebody stole it.
No.
I look across the street at the Circle K, and I left my car there overnight.
Anthony!
Yeah. I got so sidetracked with that guy that I forgot I drove over there, and then I walked back to the hotel. So, yeah. And that's the lesson right there. It's like,
you were definitely under.
Yeah, no, I wasn't, dude. I was just me, being me. That's just an Anthony A mistake right there. And the lesson is that nobody took the car. It was a nice rental car sitting there overnight at a Circle K. Thank God.
Anthony, I thought you were going to tell me the homeless guy stole my car.
No, the homeless guy, thank God, he was probably my only witness.
Yeah. He was probably looking out for your car when they were trying to tow it. He was like, hey, that's my car. Get away from me.
Yeah.
That's my friend's car.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What is our week going to look like? I don't know. Would you like a free psychic reading? If the answer is yes, turn the radio up. It's time for What's Your Sign? Sir Madi, welcome. How are you?
Woo-woo-woo. I'm good. How are you?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
You always sound so cheery. You make me smile when I talk to you. You always make me smile. Now, if you would like a reading with Madi, you can call us 877-730-DCS1. And we're all going to get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. But before that, you said someone listening right now specifically needs a message. What is that message?
So the message that I'm getting for the specific individual is that you have the capacity and the ability, which is so important, to manifest your reality. But what's taking you out of the game, what's taking you longer to actually create that reality is really your emotions. Where are you placing those emotions at? Mm. Are you being distracted? Are you really, I know you want to create this beautiful life. I know you want to manifest money, the relationship, everything. But are you aligning yourself and your thoughts and your emotions with that reality? Or are you still living in that poverty mindset? Are you still living in that mindset that's negative and not believing that this could actually be true for you? I get the message of master manifester. Mm-hmm. So really, that kind of goes both ways. If you're focused on the negative, you're actually creating that negativity around you. So you're manifesting that. But if you were just to shift that energy into the positive, you would see how your life changes.
Oh my gosh, the master manifester.
Yes.
That means you can make anything happen with your mind. And if you think negative thoughts all the time, then that's what you're inviting in. Now for our spiritual forecast for all of us together as a collective. I've been trying to stay positive. It's been heavy though, Madi. So, and I don't know if you hear my energy. Like I really am. I'm happy, but you know, it's been heavy. So what is this week looking like for all of us?
First of all, we just had full moon this weekend, on yesterday, actually. Okay. We had a full moon, and it was in this part of the sky that is going to ask us as a collective to wisely separate the truth from the lies, because there's so much going on, like you said, in the news media,
yes,
just everywhere in the world. Specifically here in the United States, right? There's so much happening that sometimes the truth can get combobulated into lies.
Right.
Sometimes you just don't know. So this week, it's really going to ask us to go back into our wisdom, our inner wisdom, to separate what's true and what isn't true. And really, it's also going to call us to find the anchors in our life, because yes, it's so easy to get lost, to allow our emotions to go into the negative, mm-hmm, to allow our minds to feel like desperate. But when we find our anchors, whether that's finding a good friend that you can lean on, making sure that you have a weekly ritual, whether that's cooking on Friday nights, you know,
yeah,
that kind of grounds you into being human and into pouring love into yourself. We are in the eclipse portal. The eclipse happens on the 17th of February, the solar eclipse. So we already are going through a lot, and just prepare. It's going to get a little tougher, actually. So just be aware. That's why anchoring yourself and finding those things is so important right now.
You know, because I can get lost in that as well. Otto said this last week. He said, you do the doom scrolling, you know, and everything. You can really take yourself down. Now lift yourself up. How can you contribute to the world in a positive way? To your neighborhood, to your family, to your friends. That's what it's all about. Okay, so now if you'd like to follow Sirmati, her handle on Instagram is @IllisDivinity. She offers classes. And of course, if you'd like a reading, 877-730-DCS1. Sirmati, as usual, I appreciate you. I know it's going to be a little tough this week, but I'd rather hear it now so I can prepare for it than
yes,
be
absolutely
surprised.
That's what these are for, right? To prepare us for the week. Exactly.
Love you so much. Talk to you next Monday.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Kendall Jenner back with her ex-basketball player boyfriend? Which one? I'll tell you why I suspect they might be dating again after we get down with celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Rapper and friend of the show, Mexican OT, celebrating his birthday. We also have Dog the Bounty Hunter celebrating a birthday. And we also have Shakira celebrating her birthday as well.
Hey, I love Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
Oh, happy birthday. I love her, love her. Okay, so Kendall Jenner did that whole ad for the sports betting company where she was, you know, basically making fun of people, making fun of her because they call it the Kardashian curse. Kardashian isn't her name, blah, blah, blah. Well, her ex-boyfriend, Devin Booker, who plays for the Phoenix Suns. Otto, you're the official DJ for the Phoenix Suns. He went to Fanatics Sportsbook Instagram page and he wrote, I bet a million the Seahawks get that ring before you do at Kendall Jenner, to which tens of thousands of people liked it. Kendall, she says, at D Book, how's the ankle? And then Devin Booker replied, at Kendall Jenner, come rub it. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
What?
Save it for the bedroom, guys.
I'm like, what is happening here? Which leads, you know, her followers and his fans to think that these two have not stopped canoodling the entire time. It's pretty obvious he's always really liked her, right? And I know he dates here and there, but that's the one he really wanted to lock down. I've been telling y'all, that's the one.
I will say, she used to be at every game. She's not at the games anymore.
I wasn't aware of the come rub it comment
And that is pretty seductive right there.
Oh, let me tell
the
you.
The part I was blown away by is he really did bet $1 million on the Seahawks.
No, he did. He really did. You know, so, and Otto, she may not
I knew that
to
contract
the
money was good, but I didn't know it was that good.
She may not be at the games, but he wants her there. Mm. He wants her at the games, that's for sure. Now, she did go to the Jimmy Fallon show, the Tonight Show, rather, and Fallon asked her straight up after they had a conversation with Tom Brady, which was hilarious, by the way, because Tom Brady was, like, talking football, and neither one of them knows anything about football. But Fallon asked her straight up, who's winning the Super Bowl? Here's Kendall's answer.
I feel like I'm going to go with my gut here, right? I am going to go with the underdog, and I feel I'm going to go Patriots.
Wow! Okay!
Okay. So Robert Kraft is saying that, you know, the curse will be ended because they're going to win. And then Kendall again is like, why are you saying that? I'm not a Kardashian. Who do you think is going to win? Let's just go ahead and pick our teams. I have no skin in the game. I could care less. But just for, I mean, it's a big game. We're going to watch. Otto, you first. Who's winning?
I'm going to say Seattle. Just because Sam Darnold used to be the quarterback for the Vikings, and he couldn't get us there, but now he got the Seahawks there, and hopefully he wins one
okay.
for himself.
Okay, Anthony A.
My quick answer is going to be Fanatics, the sports betting book right now, because I just realized Tom Brady is also one of their influencers as well, too.
I have a feeling this is all
yeah, me too.
A
There's too
plan.
Many stars in landing, but I hope Booker's ankle doesn't get rubbed. but I'm going to go ahead and go with, I can't see the Patriots winning another one. I want the Seahawks to win. I want the Seahawks to win.
You're going Seahawks?
Yep. They have a couple New Mexicans on the team.
So okay. I don't know anything about either team. Green is not my favorite color, but the Patriots have won a bunch. So I want Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker to get married. There you go. That's my pick right there.
We're all going against Cardi B?
Oh. I mean, she does have Dana blocked. I don't know why she would go for her.
Whatever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So right now, Otto is working out of town. He's an NBA DJ, so he's had a lot of games, lots going on. Oh, congrats on all the winning, too, Otto. Good stuff. Yeah. But the thing
it's
is...
It's always more fun when we win.
Yeah. But the thing is that I'm not there to cook for you, so you bought $50 worth of chicken fingers, and you said you were going to eat them for the week. Yesterday, you were already tired of them. I don't even know.
The way the man math added up, it felt like a great idea. It still feels like a great idea.
I think it's a genius idea.
Because you can use chicken fingers in so many different ways. You can eat them just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I did a chicken wrap yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fancy.
Yeah, like a snack wrap. So I didn't have to go to McDonald's for it. Mine tasted a lot better. But it made me start thinking about things that I could eat every day. And I'll tell you right now, it's not chicken fingers.
Well, what's a meal you could eat every day? Like, if you could only have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I'm going to go with the egg sandwich over easy.
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah, I'm an egg sandwich guy, especially with the cheap cheese on top of it.
God,
a little square cheese.
Oh, the American cheese, the Kraft American. It's not really cheese.
Toasted bread.
Mm. Oh.
And then I dip it in salsa.
Runny yolk.
Amazing.
Runny yolk, yeah.
Runny yolk all day.
You know, since you're my husband, I swear I thought you were going to say ice cream because you almost eat that every day.
Before I reveal my meal that I can eat regardless of time, day, whatever it is. But also, Dana and Otto, I assume within this land of make-believe and hypotheticalness, heartburn isn't an issue, right?
No, there's no heartburn. There's no heartburn in this dream
world.
Conversation. And you know what?
Are you have an endless supply of Pepsi.
Yeah, you have endless supply of Pepsi. If you want to get in on the combo, call us. What is the one meal you could eat for the rest of your life? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Seriously, phone lines are open right now. Anthony, what's yours? Come on, we're in dreamland.
I'm going to have to go with pepperoni pizza with some banana peppers and ranch dressing to dip it in.
Ooh, that's tasty. You need Pepsi for that, huh?
That's weak. Banana peppers give you heartburn?
No, it's more so the pepperonis, guys. All right, I thought this was a judgment.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not judging, Dana.
You're
not judging,
guys, all right?
Okay.
But there's no spice.
There is spice.
Jalapeno. You want jalapeno on there.
No, I don't like
green chili.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't like jalapenos. I don't like them at all. They're too peckly.
You are so Latinx, I swear.
Give me a banana pepper or pepper.
Gosh. Okay. Mine is the same as our daughter's, Ava Matic. Otto, what is it?
Green chili chicken Enchiladas.
Ooh.
What is that? Green chili chicken tort?
I was going to say tortillas. I don't know if I was going to say tortillas, but I meant enchiladas because I was thinking of the tortillas.
Chile chicken enchiladas. The way I make them, extra hot.
Oh, no.
With some sour cream or Greek yogurt on top because now we healthy and you really can't tell the difference.
You really can't.
In fact, I put sour cream on our enchiladas the other day and Otto was like, I think I like the Greek yogurt better.
Oh.
It's good, dude. I'm telling you.
Am I sitting amongst sour cream lovers?
You don't like sour cream?
No, gross.
How
you don't
do you
go to Taco Bell and get sour cream?
I don't get sour cream on anything. Sour cream is disgusting.
Well, that's not right. But anyway, Cynthia, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. You can only have one meal for the rest of your life. What is it?
Tacos.
Let's go. Let's go.
Solid choice.
Can't go wrong with tacos.
But it's only one kind of taco, so you're going to fajita taco only.
Beef fajita tacos. With tomatoes, aguacate, and salsa.
Oh, my gosh. My mouth is watering right now. So I almost said tacos. I almost did, but it's such a tough choice.
See, the way my stomach works out, the tacos. Now, had I known that I had an endless supply of Pepsi AC going into this, I would have gone with tacos.
Who makes the fajitas for you? Do you make them yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's the best food when you make them at home. Homemade Mexican food is the best. Is the tortilla harina? Is it flour or is it the maíz, corn?
Homemade flour tortilla.
Let's go.
Let's go. I see, there's no heart attacks either in this dreamland that we're in. There's no diabetes.
Not at all, dear.
Not at all.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.